With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President-elect Donald Trump is naming Chris Wright to serve as Energy Secretary in his new administration.
Wright is CEO of Liberty Energy based in Denver. He advocates oil and gas development, including fracking, to advance Mr. Trump's objective to achieve U.S. energy dominance in the global market. Wright is also recommending quick action to end a year-long pause by the Biden administration on natural gas exports, which was part of the Democrats' climate change agenda. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, a court ruling blocks a new overtime rule applying to salaried employees.
A federal judge, Sean Jordan, has sided with the state of Texas and a group of business organizations that argued the Labor Department overstepped its authority when it expanded federal overtime eligibility for salaried workers. It would have allowed those making less than $43,000 a year overtime pay if they worked more than 40 hours a week. The court action brings the old threshold of $35,000 set under the first Trump administration back into effect. Additional pay. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Danish police are closing the investigation into the devastating fire that destroyed more than half of Copenhagen's old stock exchange.
Police say that nothing points to the fire being a criminal act. The Copenhagen police officer in charge of the investigation says, quote, "It is not possible to determine the cause of the fire in the historic stock exchange building. No one has been charged in the case. The fire tore through the major tourist attraction on April 16th and toppled its green copper roof as well as its iconic dragon tail spire."
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. You'll find more stories, news, and headlines at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A new look at LGBT Americans, SRN's Michael Harrington has the story.
Given their prominence in entertainment and in the news media, a lot of people guess the U.S. population of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people is about one-third or possibly more. But the latest Gallup poll finds LGBT individuals make up just 7.6% of the total population. And most of those people are Generation Z, teens and young adults. Older people are much less likely to be gay, suggesting that many young people will actually shed that label as they age. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-family groups are hoping that President Trump will make good on his campaign promises to end President Biden's promotion of transgenderism. Opposition was emphasized in the closing days of Mr. Trump's campaign. One of his final ads stated that Kamala is for they, them. President Trump is for you. The Biden administration made transgenderism a priority from day one, filing suit against states that are trying to outlaw sex change operations on children. This is SRN News. One of television's all-time greats is being honored, as she should, by the U.S. Postal Service. With more on this incredible lady, here's correspondent Shelley Adler with the story.
Many loved her as an actor, and now fans of Betty White will soon see her face on a forever stamp. One of the many great things about Betty White, who died a few weeks shy of her 100th birthday, her approach to aging in this 1995 AP interview.
"I'm sad for the people that if they turn 30, I'm almost 40, and they waste a whole decade belaboring the fact that they're growing older instead of enjoying that decade."
And she would be thrilled to find out that she will be on a 2025 forever stamp, although the post office has not announced a release date yet. White, who's known for roles in The Golden Girls, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, and Boston Legal, died in December of 2021. I'm Shelley Adler.
More news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.